Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. It has been a really difficult week for a lot of people in the country, specifically people in South Florida. And being so close to where this all happened and knowing some people that were affected and having my daughter know one of the victims of this thing, it's just absolutely awful. And when you look at this and you hear it over and over again in media outlets, online, and in the opinions and everything else that's coming as a result of this thing and the anger, it's very easy to get consumed by this whole thing. And I've been there, right? For this past week, I've been so consumed by this because it is so close to home for me. And then you start to focus on how bad things truly are. And I know we talk about this a lot, but you know, it's also important to focus on how good things are, right? Because if you observe the people that are people like the first responders, if you observe people from around the state of Florida, from around the United States, and from around the world, and the outpouring of support that's coming as a result of this, there are so many good people out there, and the good people so far outnumber the bad ones. It's just the way it is. You've got this horrendous human being that took the lives of people senselessly, but for that one horrible situation and that one horrible person, mentally ill person that does this, there are hundreds of thousands or maybe millions of people that are good for that one bad. And you know, we focus on the one bad because that's the media, that's what we get, and those are the news stories. And unfortunately, what sells newspapers, what sells magazines, and what drives viewership to social media and just regular mainstream media is bad news. That's what people want to take in, and that's what they get. And so when we turn on our television set, that's what we're getting when we're constantly hearing about it. So the point for today is simply this, and I know I've said this before, but I think it's needed right now. Focus on the good. There is so much good in the world. There's so many great people out there. Look at the people that are doing amazing things, that are accomplishing things, that are inventing things. And spend your time looking more at that, or at least give it equal time with the bad. And there's some great ways to do this. I mean, there are ways that you can curate the media that you're getting so that you can see what you want to see and see nothing else. And one of the, what I use for it is Flipboard. You know, Flipboard is a way where it will ask me a series of questions and just ascertain my interests, and it will deliver news stories that fit my interests. And one of the things I try not to put on there is politics, because it's never good. Right, I get politics from a lot of other places, but I use Flipboard just for the positive things that come, for positive news stories, for things that are of interest to me. You know, when I look at things that I have in here, I love to look at technological developments. I love to look at things like space travel. I like to look at things that good people like Elon Musk and thought leaders in the world are doing. Those are the things that I choose to focus my energy on where I can. The other stuff is going to come in, whether you're going to be told about it, you're going to be watching something else, and it's going to come in. But when you focus that energy primarily on the negative things, it's just going to bring you down. And unfortunately, what we're given is a lot of negativity. And so I would say make it a point to curtail that negativity in your life and to focus on things that are more positive. If you know of anyone that can benefit from this message, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. And if you haven't subscribed yourself, just go to iTunes and hit the subscribe button. And while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, Do what you can to see and notice the positivity around you. Subscribe to some media outlets or take my advice and look at Flipboard and set yourself up a profile or find another news aggregation service that can deliver things to you that are more positive. I can promise you that you'll be a much happier person as a result.